今天呢，是我们讲到泰国的礼仪里面的最后的一天。
Today we're going to be talking about the different parables about the kingdom of heaven, the last one.
所以呢，我想很快的讲一讲马太福音十三章，耶稣在这里讲天国的比喻的就是它的过程是怎么样。
So I would actually repeat some of the journeys that we went through about the parables in the book of Matthew.
首先呢，为什么耶稣突然间呢，在十三章里面呢，就开始讲
？So first, why did Jesus begin talking about parables in chapter 13?
主要的原因呢，就是虽然耶稣常常有很多人在他面前听他讲道，但是呢，他们一直没有接受他的教训。
Because it's actually we have a lot of people listening to the lessons from Jesus, but a lot of them don't listen to really his teaching.
所以呢，耶稣就开始改变他教人的一个方法。
So Jesus started to change the approach that he was using to teach others.
他用一个好像讲谜语的方法的讲道。
So he started talking almost like it was in the riddles.
对这些呢没有信的人呢，只是他是一个提醒警告。
So for those who did not believe, perhaps it's more of a reminder or a warning.
因为圣经讲到了，他们听是要听见的，却不明白。
So the scripture says they're ever hearing but never understand.
但是呢，对这些追求的人来说呢，耶稣所讲的比喻呢，就是神对他们的启示。
So, but for those who are seeking, the parables that Jesus, was.Teaching was with a revelation to them.
我们最开始的时候呢，十三章呢是讲到一个撒种的比喻。
In the beginning, we talked about the parable of the soul.
其实这个比喻里面，他就告诉你，神的道就好像种子一样。
Within the parable, it teaches that God's teaching is almost like seeds.
那么呢，它撒出去的时候呢，就有四个不同的反应。
There were just seed was spread. There were four different responses.
那么耶稣就是说，你能不能够开花结果呢？就看你内心的反应是怎么样。
So Jesus told them whether or not you would the seed would bear fruit is really it depends on how what your reaction in your heart is.
讲完这个比喻以后呢，耶稣就开始讲了三对的。
After that, Jesus talked about three pairs of parables.
第一对，这三对的比喻呢，他开始的时候呢，都会说天国就好像什么什么。
In all of these sets of parables, Jesus began by saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like this."
那么他第一对呢，就讲到麦子的比喻。
And the first parable is the wheat and the tares.
那么还有撒网的比喻。
And also about the parable of the net.
这次呢，我们讲这这里的时候讲到了，这个是一个天国的预告。
And this is talking about the really the foretelling of the kingdom of heaven.
天国那个孩子的时候呢，是会受仇敌的攻击。
In the beginning of the kingdom of heaven, they would be attacked by the enemies.
但是最终，神会审判全世界。
In the end, God will judge the whole world.
把人类呢又往地。
And actually capture all the people on this earth all together.
第二对的比喻呢，是芥菜种的比喻跟天渣的比喻。
The second pair of parables is about the mustard seed and the love.
这个是指到天国有出人意外的地方。
And they talk about the kingdom of heaven has a lot of outcome that's beyond our man's understanding.
开始的时候呢，它是很渺小。
In the beginning, it was very tiny.
但是最终呢，它好像一棵树覆盖这个天下。
In the end, it would be like a big tree covering the entire earth.
今天呢，我们要看最后的一个比喻。
And just today we're going to be talking about the third set of parables.
这个就是你们刚刚读过的这个藏在地里面的宝藏，还有珍珠的。
And this is what we just read about the hidden treasure and the costly pearl.
耶稣讲这两个比喻的最重的目的是指出天国的子民呢是知道天国的价值。
And the key point here is the citizen in the kingdom of heaven knows the value of the kingdom of heaven.
第一个比喻的时候呢，在44节里面讲到，天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来。
In the verse 44, it says the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field when a man found it hid again.
你知道古代的人呢没有隐藏的。
You see, the people in the old days do not have banks.
所以他们也没有保险箱,
so they don't have the safe deposit box either.
所以他们把怎么办呢? 他们可能呢就会把他们的财富藏在地下。
So what did they do? They would just hide the treasure under the ground,
免得有人来偷,
so that no one can come and steal.
但是有的时候呢，这个主人呢可能发生意外死掉了。
So there is sometimes the owner would have accidents when he passed away.
然后就结果就没有人知道这个宝藏藏在哪里。
So no one knows where the treasures are hidden.
44节里面所讲到这个人呢，很可能呢是个农夫。
The verse 44, this person perhaps is maybe a farmer.
然后呢，他可能在犁田的时候，无意之中呢就发现地下有一些东西了。
Perhaps when he was working on the field inadvertently discovered the treasure under the ground.
然后他就把它挖出来,
so he dug it up.
挖出来发现呢，原来是宝藏。
And then he dug it up and turns out it's really a piece of treasures.
可能呢是金呢银呢宝石。
Perhaps it's gold, silver, or precious stones.
那这些经文讲呢，他把它再次藏起来。
And the scripture tells us that he hid them again.
为什么他不马上据为己有呢？
Because why did he not just claim it himself?
后来他又讲出来，因为这块地不是属于他的。
And then they actually revealed to us that this piece of land does not belong to him.
所以呢，他又花功夫把这个宝藏又埋在地下。
So he actually spent the effort and put the treasure back into the ground.
那你怎么知道这个故事里面这个人，是觉得他找出来的东西是一个宝贝？
So how do you know that this person who found the what's under the ground is a treasure?
不是一个一堆垃圾
，not just some garbage.
你看他花了功夫，把它挖出来，又把它埋进去，你就知道，在他眼里面呢，这个东西。
So you see the efforts that put in, dug it up, and then hide it back again. The efforts that you put in, you know something of that.
否则他为什么会把他平常要做的事情放在一边，就是要把这个东西从地里面找出来。
So otherwise, he would not be putting aside his normal work and actually trying to dig this treasure up.
我记得很多年前，我有一段时间呢。 喝汽水，只喝一个牌子。
Years ago, I recall that when I was drinking pop, I only drink one kind of drink.
原因不是这个汽水特别好。
It's not because the pop tastes very good.
是因为当时呢，它有一个大抽奖。
It's back then there was a big lottery.
抽奖呢，就是这个 Super Bowl 的这个门票。
The top price is the Super Bowl tickets.
虽然我不知道喝了多少罐呢，已经。
I cannot count how many cans of pop I have drank.
有一天我喝完以后，我看我中了。
And then one day after I drank it, I see that I won.
但是是一个安慰奖。
But it's a second or third price.
我都不知道是第几个 price 了，OK。
I don't know what kind of price that is.
Okay, that's all. That's all. Okay. 他的松椅子。
So they say, if you take this can and melt it, that you would receive a pen.
你知道我怎么办？
You know what I did?
马上把这个换掉掉。
I threw away the can.
因为对我来说啊，这些笔啊，只是一堆垃圾。
To me, this pen is like garbage.
同样的，我们可以在我怎么知道你看见我是有价值的？
How do you know that you view the kingdom of heaven as valuable?
我从你最初的态度我就知道。
I look at how the kind of attitude you use to search for, and I will know.
有些人当他听到福音的时候
，and some people after they hear about the gospel,
虽然他们当时没有马上相信
，even though they did not receive that right away,
但是他们会花时间去研究。这个福音是真的还是假的呢？
Well, spend the time to see if this gospel is true or false.
就好像这个比喻里面的这个人一样。
And just like this person in the parable.
他要把这个东西从地里面挖出来，他才知道它的价值的。
So he had to dig up these treasures from the ground to truly understand the values.
在使徒行传里面呢，圣经里面称赞。有一个诚实的人
In the book of Acts, in the Bible, it talks about a certain people in a city.
这个比利亚人呢，他说这地方的人言语帖撒罗尼迦人，甘心领受这道，天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是不是。
Now the Berean Jews were more known character than those in Thessalonica.They received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if Paul said it was true.
因为他们想到这个福音可能是有价值，所以他愿意去花时间去研究。
So they view this gospel perhaps is of value, so they spend the time to study.
在箴言里面呢，他也形容有一些人，他为了认识神的时候，他们会领受神的话。全继承的命令，寻找他就是圣经里面的智慧，与寻找银子，搜求他与搜求隐藏的真话。
And there are those who actually accept God's words and store up the commands and look for it as if silver and search for it as if for hidden treasure. Then you understand the fear of the Lord.
天国在你心目中有没有价值？
In your heart, does the kingdom of heaven have any value?
是宝贝呀，还是垃圾？
Is it treasure or garbage?
你看看你的内心有没有一个追求的心，你就知道。
You actually examine your heart, see if you have a heart the desire to seek more than will know.
你愿不愿意花时间，把有关神的事情，有关这个福音，发掘出来？
Spend the time to really to learn about the gospel to see what can reveal to you.
如果这个真是一个宝贝，你不会停止，直到你能找到为止。
If this truly is indeed a treasure, you will not stop until you find out.
所以我们刚刚讲到，一个人追求这心以外，我知道他看天国有没有价值。
So we can see that from how this person's heart.See how whether or not he treats the kingdom of heaven, whether or not has value or not.
我们还可以呢，看这个人，当他发现了天国以后，他有没有一个喜乐的一个表现，我就知道天国对他来说有没有价值。
You also see whether this person has a joy in discovering the kingdom of heaven, so they would know that actually to him whether or not it's of any value.
四十四节呢，形容这个人，当他发现这个。地里面的财产宝藏的时候，他就欢欢喜喜的去了。
So in verse 44, describe this person after he found the treasure, he was in when he then enjoyed when to sold all he had.
认识神本身应该是一个欢欢喜喜的一件事情。
Getting to know God in itself, it should be something of joy.
你不需要等到上天堂这一天才欢欢喜喜。
You don't need to wait till you get to heaven that day to be joyful.
今天你能够听到福音
Today you can hear the gospel.
你应该就觉得应该是一个很高兴的事情。
should see that as a very joyful occasion.
因为每一个人基督徒都知道一个事情。
Because every Christian knows one day.
如果不是神恩典的时候，根本上我们不会找到神。
If it's not by God's grace, then we will not be able to find God.
就好像在这个故事里面的人。
It's almost it's like this, the people in the story.
他就是偶然的发现地上的一个宝藏。
So he would just inadvertently find out about this treasure on the ground.
就是在下一个比喻，这个买卖珍珠的这个人。
It's and also about the person who found the treasure pearl.
那这个人虽然他的工作是买卖珍珠。
But this person, even though his job is to buy and sell pearl,
但是他知道你要找到简直完美的一个珍珠，只是都是上天的安排。
So you see that if you can find such a perfect pearl, it's really it's all kind of arranged up from above.
同样清楚知道了我们得救不是因为我们比其他人好。
In the same way for us Christians that we receive salvation, it's not like we are better than anyone else.
不是因为我们努力啊。
It's not by our own effort.
都是因为神的恩典。
But it's all by God's grace.
圣经讲到这个画面呢，就是神的拣选。
In this concept in the scripture, it's about God's election.
但是呢，我希望大家了解的，当我们讲到神的拣选呢，不是说不是强调一个宿命论。
As we talk about God's election, it's not about we have some sort of fatalism.
宿命论是什么意思啊？
What is it by fatalism?
人所有的发生的事情都是上天所摆布的。
It's everything that happened to man is all arranged by God.
圣经其实的重点不是解放。
It's not the emphasis of the scripture.
圣经谈到神的拣选的时候，他所强调的是神的恩典。
It's God's election, but the scripture talks about it's all about God's grace.
他是要告诉我们，如果不是神拣选你，根本上你不会找到神。
If it's not because of God's election, you will not be able to find it.
所以基督徒都明白我们得救是出于神的恩典。
So Christians know that our salvation is out of God's grace.
所以我们唯一的反应就是欢欢喜喜。
So the only reaction we can have is to be filled with joy.
还有就是满心感谢。
And also be very thankful with our hearts.
对一个非基督徒来说呢，天国呢是一件很苦的事情。
And therefore, non-Christians, the kingdom of heaven is something very sorrowful.
认识神、侍奉神呢，都是一。就是自古
and to get to know God and to serve God is something of labor laborious.
但是对神的儿女来说，我们知道天国是一个甘甜的事情。
But for children of God, getting to know the heaven is something of very sweet joy.
一方面呢，我们知道你去认识神，你去侍奉神，的确是。So yeah,
on one hand, we know that we get to know God and serve God is something that will require some kind of effort.
好像我们，上个礼拜我们，儿童圣经班的时候，有39个小孩，你要提醒他们，的确就是很辛苦的。
It's just like last week when we have a teaching Bible camp, we have to serve 39 children when you have to do the work. It requires a fair amount of effort.
那这个就是肝的这方面。
It's a big thing. Oh, this is the bitterness aspect.
但是呢，你在辛苦过后的时候，或者在这个过程里面，它会给你一种甜蜜的感觉。
But after the bitterness of the actual hard work, afterwards you would find the joy.
因为你见到神祝福这个工作。
But because you see God bless this work.
比方说神保守这个天气啊。
And for example, God actually provides us with good weather.
有很多小孩他愿意接受耶稣啊。
There are a lot of children who are willing to accept Jesus Christ.
你就见到神在背后动工。
You you see that God works behind the scene.
你心里里面就有一种喜乐。
And you would have joined your heart.
有一种兴奋。
It would have formed excitement.
这个就是圣经所讲的这种甘
甜。This is what the scripture talks about, this sweet joy.
最后呢，你可以从一个人对天国的牺牲里面，你知道天国对他来说有多大。
From someone's degree of sacrifice, you know the value that is for this person as far as the kingdom of God is concerned.
十三章四十四节讲到，这个人发现了这个宝藏以后，他是欢欢喜喜的去变卖他一切所有的，买这块地。
Verse 44 tells us that this man, once he found it, in his joy went and sold all he had in what that field.
因为这个是他唯一的方法，合法的得到这个宝藏的方法。
Because this is the only method by which you can obtain this land legally.
还有呢，就是如果这个主人愿意卖给他的时候呢，就知道这个主人根本上不知道地里面有宝藏了。
If the owner of this land is willing to sell to him, then we know that this land owner does not know the treasure in the land.
所以呢，他唯一的方法就是呢，把这块地买回来，然后他就能够得到这个宝藏。
So the only way to do it for him to get this treasure is to purchase this piece of land.
在下一个比喻里面，这个重价的珍珠的比喻里面呢。这个牺牲就更明显。
In the following parable about this precious fine pearl, the effort is even more obvious.
四十五节讲到呢，这个人呢是一个买卖珍珠的人。
In the verse 45, it talks about this is a merchant who buys and sells pearls.
换句话说，他是一个珍珠的批发商。
In other words, he is a more of a retailer for fine pearls.
他一定是有一定的财产的。
He got to have certain amount of wealth.
他手上也有不小的珍珠的，应该。
It's probably also he has on hand that he has only certain amount of pearls.
但是当他见到一个完美的珍珠的时候呢，他愿意把他手上所有的卖掉。
But when he sees that he finds his final perfect pearl, he's willing to sell everything that he had.
就是要为了买这个完美的珍珠。
With the only goal of purchasing this fine pearl.
两个比喻的重点都是表达的，天国的子民呢是愿意为了天国掉弃一切。
The both parables talk about the citizen of the kingdom of heaven is willing to forsake a lot of things in order to get what they need want.
其实这个是圣经对我们的信息的一个描述，一个形容。
This is this is about the description of the kingdom of heaven to us.
当圣经讲到信心的时候，它不是只是讲你头脑上面知不知道。
The scripture talks about the kingdom of heaven. It's not whether or not you know that in your head.
信心也不只是一个内心的统一。
Faith is not about what you agree in your heart.
信心最后其实就是一种你掉弃一切，单靠耶稣的一个表现。
Faith is an expression of actually forsaking everything and only relying on that kind of expression.
我爸爸呢，十五岁从香港，从中国大陆一个人来到香港。
My father, when he was 15, left mainland China and went to Hong Kong.
他说呢，当时呢，他唯一有价值的东西呢，就是他身上穿的这个棉衣。
He said the only thing of value is what he it's clothing that he had on his back.
然后香港当时经历第二次世界大战
，and Hong Kong was going through the Second World War at that time.
过了以后呢，政府就开始重建这个城市了。
And afterwards, the government started to rebuild the city.
然后呢，其中一样事情，它就是建立这个菜市场。
And one of the things they do is start to build these market.
然后呢，你可以用投标的方法呢去投一个地方，然后你就可以在这边做买卖了。
So you can actually cancel that.
Auction.
Auction. You can actually auction to try to find a spot for you to go buy and sell.
然后我爸爸当时就决定了，所以他当时还没到20岁，他的决定，他要卖鱼。
So my father, even though he wasn't even 20 at the time, he made a decision he wanted to start sell fish.
但是你要钱呢，你是才可以投标。But
you need the money to be able to go in the auction.
所以呢，我爸爸就把他身上唯一的这个棉衣啊，就拿去卖了。So
my father sold only coat that he had, and so that he can auction.
当时有人就问他，And
someone asked him at the time,
如果你生意失败，那么你怎么过冬啊？岂不是会冷死呢
？So if your business failed, how are you going to go past the winter? Aren't you going to be freeze to death?
但是我爸爸相信他给的决定。But
my father believed the decision that had faith in the decision that he made.
他相信呢，他可以靠卖鱼呢去养活自己。He
believed that he can. Would be able to make a living selling fish.
所以你看他，其实他就是丢弃一切。So
in a way, he forsaken everything.
当他变卖他的棉衣的时候，只是呢，他你可以说，他把他的生命也压上去。So
when he actually sold his jacket, it's almost like he put up his own life on it.
其实基督信耶稣的时候也是同一个道理。
So in a way, it's the same way for Christians who have a belief in our faith.
我们把我们的生命压在主耶稣的手上。
We, in a way, auction our life in front of Jesus Christ.
你信耶稣的时候，你就开始丢弃不同的事情。
When you have faith in Jesus, you have forsaken a lot of things.
其实到最后，你就是为了这个福音丢弃一切。
In the end, you, because of this gospel, you forsake everything.
事实上，耶稣呢，在马太福音里面13章第一个比喻，他已经开始讲这个事情。In a way,
Jesus already started talking about the first, in chapter 13 of the book of Matthew, the first gospel already talked about this.
他讲到这个人撒种的时候，有四个不同的反应。He
talked about the sower, and there are four different responses.
其实你想想，如果这些人呢，他没有一个丢弃万事的一个决心的时候，其实这个人不会开花结果。In
a way, for someone who actually would not believe that he would actually forsake everything, he would not be able to grow and be prosperous.
因为耶稣说，有一些人遇到逼迫的时候，他就会放弃了。
Because Jesus said, some of them, when they face persecution, they would forsake. Others, when they face the challenges of this world and the worries of the earth, they also stop.
只有这些愿意为了这个福音放弃一切，才是这个好的种子。
Only for those who are willing to forsake everything, these are the good seed.
所以我们可能会问呢，那么今天我们讲到为主丢弃一切，但我们常常提到的，你信耶稣是白白的真理，是不是互相矛盾？Can
you ask a question? You actually believe Jesus in everything, and yet you actually obtain salvation without any cost, then is that a contradiction?
Now, 其实是没有中的。
Actually, there are no contradictions.
比方说，我很希望成为印度王的儿子。
For example, if I really want to be the son of the Queen Elizabeth,
你说我用钱买，可不可以？
Can you actually purchase it with money?
当然不可能。
Of course not.
但是我因为王拣选我，收养我成为他的儿子，我就可以了。
But if the queen herself adopts me as her son, then you'll be okay.
但是英国政府会对我这样子说,
but the British government would tell me this.
那英国女王收养你成为她的儿子,
no, so if the queen adopts you as her son,
你就是一个英国人了,
then you become a British citizen.
然后你必须要丢弃你原本的国籍,
then you have to forsake your original citizenship.
那如果我说我不愿意了, 我还是希望留下, 比方说我中国籍还是美国籍。
For example, if you actually say, no, I don't want to forsake my own citizenship, for example, as Chinese citizen or US citizen,
其实你就告诉英国王, 其实我不愿意, 给你收养。
In a way, you have told the queen, you have told the queen that you're not willing to be adopted.
那一方面你见到英女王受养你呢，是一个白白的恩典。
On one hand, you see the queen adopting me is a salvation that is a free.
因为不是用钱去买,
because it's not something you purchase with money.
也不是你工作得来的那个酬劳。
It's not also any kind of reward from working or your efforts.
但是如果我要得到成为英女王的儿子的这个名分呢, 我必须要调进现在的。
But if I want to have the title of the son of the queen, then I have to forsake my current citizenship.
这个过程其实你看保罗的信主也可以看得见。
In a way, if you look at Paul's letters, then you can see that.
保罗在腓立比书里面告诉我们他是怎么信主的。
In the Paul, in the book of Philippians, he told us how he believed accepted Christ.
在第三章的时候他感到他本来是一个靠肉体的，就是靠遵守律法得救的一个人。
In chapter 2, he talked about originally he was a one that actually by the flesh obeying the law.
但是呢，在三章七节的时候呢，让人提到，当他认识了主耶稣以后呢，他就改变了。
But in verse 7, he told us that after he got to know Christ, he changed.
他的改变就是他调弃他本来靠行为得救的方法，现在就是靠耶稣得救。
He gave up the method that is by works again to receive Jesus Christ.
那么你说，如果当时保罗说话，我不愿意丢弃这个我靠自己的方法得救，你说他能不能真的信耶稣？
So if Paul says, no, I don't want to forsake the method of by effort, do you think that he would actually become a Christian?
当然不可能。
Of course not.
同样，如果你本来是一个拜佛的人，
in the same way, if you're worshipping Buddhism,
你说我不希望把我内心的佛掉掉，就信耶稣，这个也是不可能。
If you don't, are not willing to give up the Buddhist aspect in your life, then it will be impossible to become a Christian.
所以你看，其实我们每一个人信耶稣的时候，你就开始把你内心的垃圾掉掉掉。So
you see that when we become a Christian, we begin to throw out all the garbage in our hearts.
到三章第八节里面，保罗就讲到他现在的生活。
In verse 18 of the chapter 3, Paul started talking about his life at that time.
因为他用一个现在去讲到第八节。
Because he was using a present tense to in the verse 8.
换句话说呢，这个事情是他每一天都会发生。
In other words, this is what's happening to him every day.
第八节讲到，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。 我为他已经掉弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。The
verse 8 said, "What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For those sake, whose sake I have lost all things, I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ."
保罗信主以后，他就发觉。After
Paul became a Christian, he discovered,
其实他内心里面还有很多垃圾。
He actually had a lot of garbage in his heart.
塞在他心里。 耶稣就没有遗传。
And there's no room for Jesus.
他不可能认识耶稣的门徒。
It would be impossible for him to get to know Christ more.
所以第八节的意思就是保罗说我天天还在掉地。
Verse 8 it talks about that he would be still throw away that every day.
但是第九节保罗提醒我。
But the verse 9 Paul reminds us that.
他得救不是因为他掉七万次了。
His salvation is not because he threw away forsake the whole world.
他得救是因为他是耶稣基督。
His salvation is because of that he believed in Jesus Christ. Because when he actually had faith in Christ, he would receive righteousness from God.
So, in the scripture, it says, "The salvation is because of faith in Christ."
So, in the scripture, that you forsake everything and also righteousness by faith. By grace, that is, there are no contradiction. And this is something for sure you will experience as you grow. As you discover that Jesus is more and more valuable, you're willing to forsake things more and more.
So we have two parables.
So we're done with these two parables. So I ask you one question. Why would Jesus want to tell these two parables? Jesus wants to remind us that the citizen of the kingdom of heaven knows the value of the kingdom.
换句话说，每一个天国的子民，他们都会追求天国，他们都会以天国死的，他们都会为天国牺牲。
In other words, every citizen who would have a desire to search a kingdom would have the joy of discovering the kingdom and also want to sacrifice for the kingdom.
我们还记得耶稣在其他比喻提醒我们，在天国的早期，就是现在啊，里面有很多假的基督徒。
And also, from the other parables, it tells us that at the beginning of the kingdom of heaven, that is today, there are a lot of false Christians.
所以，当他说，比方说有一个人，他说我是一个基督徒。
For example, someone would say, I'm a Christian.
我不追，但是我不追求。
But I have no desire to seek God.
我也不觉得神带给我什么喜乐。
And also, I do not see that God would bring me any kind of joy.
我也不愿意为天国牺牲。
I'm not going to sacrifice for the kingdom of heaven.
你听完这个两个比喻以后，你应该心里面就是要思考一下。
So after hearing these two parables, you really need to really contemplate a bit more.
就是你真是不是真的一个基督徒
？Are you a true Christian?
因为耶稣最后六个比喻里面，最后就是撒网。
And the last parable, the very last one, is about the parable of casting the net.
最后天使会把真的神的儿女跟假的儿女
分别。In the end, you would separate the true Christians from the false Christians.
所以当我们思考这两个比喻的时候
，So as we think about these two parables,
或者你说我从前是很追求的
，Perhaps you say in the past I was really seeking God.
很有喜乐的
I had a lot of joy.
很愿意为神牺牲的
I was really willing to sacrifice for the kingdom.
但是这个只是在我刚信主
But that was just a beginning when I first became a Christian.
过去十年、二十年都在里面
In the last 10 to 20 years, there's no more.
如果是这样子的时候，我告诉你，你还有时间
And if that's the case, I tell you, you are still time.
赶快成长
And actually,grow quickly.
好像保罗一样，天天为了神掉七万次。
Just like Paul, who forsake everything for God every day.
因为他知道，他坚持做的时候，就会得到他的宝贝耶稣基督。
Because he know what this by doing that he would receive his treasure, that is Jesus Christ.
好嘞，谢谢。
Let's pray together.
天天
服务，对。 的话，
你告诉我们，如果我们爱世界、爱父的心就不在。
You tell us that if we love the world, the love of the Father is no longer with us.
但是这个世界对我们来说实在是很吸引。
But this this world is still very attractive to us.
但是我求主打开我们的眼
睛。Lord, I ask that you open up the eyes of our heart.
你知道我们见到主耶稣的宝贵。
You know that we see the treasure of our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们就会愿意把我们内心的垃圾去掉。
That we're willing to throw out the garbage in our hearts.
直到我们完全得到耶稣。
To the point eventually we completely receive Jesus Christ.
求主帮助我
们。Lord, help us.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基
督。Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
现在呢，是我们教会每一个月一次的圣餐。
Now is our monthly communion.
圣餐是纪念主耶稣的死。
The Holy Communion is to commemorate Jesus' death.
饼和杯呢，是代表耶稣基督的身体和血。
The bread and the cup represents Jesus' body and his blood.
我们教会欢迎每一个重新得救又接受了水礼的弟兄姊妹参与。
Our church welcomes everyone who has, who are believing Christian and also received water baptism.
如果你还没有的时候呢，当饼和杯传到你旁边的时候，你不用。
If you have not done so, please refrain from taking when the bread and cup pass you.
现在请听我念一段的经文，在哥林多前书11:23-32。我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，这是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就擘开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此吃，为的是纪念。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的誓约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此吃，为的是纪念。你们每逢吃这饼。”是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论何人不按你自己的意喝出这杯，都是犯犯主的身、主的血。人应当自己审查，然后斥责你喝出。因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪。因此，在你们中间的好处远多于万一人，死的不少。你们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受伤。